I, Gary Richard Herbert,
having been elected to the office of governor,
having been elected to the office of governor,
do solemnly swear,
do solemnly swear.
During an afternoon ceremony held at the state capitol yesterday, Gary Herbert took the oath of office to continue for another 2 years as Utah's 17th governor.
And the Constitution of this state.
Herbert first took office in August 2009, replacing Governor John Huntsman, who stepped down to become ambassador to China. In his second inauguration speech, Herbert said he'll continue supporting the private sector to promote economic expansion and job creation, underscoring free enterprise as the only means to long-term economic security.
As a state, we will preserve individual liberties and rights, while at the same time promoting individual responsibility and self-reliance. As a state, we will advocate states' rights, and we will vigorously resist the increasing burden of federal intrusion into our lives.
After the inauguration, Republican State Senator John Valentine echoed the governor's sentiments, saying he and the majority of Utah legislators are concerned about the reach of the federal government.
We see it on a number of different fronts. We see it in health care, we see it in education, we see it in transportation. We see it virtually in our everyday lives. Governor Herbert hit right on the mark when he said, we need to push back, and that's exactly what we're going to continue to do.
Incoming Senate Minority Leader Ross Romero says he'd rather see the state work alongside the federal government, and that he doesn't agree with Herbert's overshadowing message of federal intrusion. But he and other Senate Democrats are pleased the governor's budget protects funding for current programs and sets aside money for education enrollment growth.
I don't think he's completely budgeted for all of the new enrollment growth, and so the Democrats will have a conversation with him about that. But the priorities of the state, looking after our education system, both public and higher ed, looking after our social welfare system, health and human service needs, I think the governor has prioritized, and I think the Senate Democrats will be on board.
Herbert easily defeated Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon last November in a special election to fill out the remaining 2 years of former Governor Huntsman's term. He's expected to run again in 2012. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.